Hello, and welcome to Jolly's Fall 2015 podcast series. This is Megan E. Barnes, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open-access journal housed in the Language and Literacy Department in the College of Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Kathleen Riley, assistant professor at Westchester University, about her article titled, What Teachers Bring? Resources of Adolescent Literacy Educators in an Era of Standardization. Thank you, Dr. Riley, for joining us today. I'm looking forward to talking to you more about your writing. I'd love for you to start off telling us what motivated you to write the article.
This article comes from a larger project in which I formed an adolescent literacy education study group that was comprised of me and five different English language arts teachers in an urban area. And my interest in forming the group was to better understand teacher inquiry and transformative learning. I was aiming to create a learning community in which teachers' questions were what drove the learning. The five teachers that ended up committing to stay in the group for the year of the project were curious, engaged, and committed to exploring really interesting and important issues in their practice. It wasn't very long into the study that I started to think about this concept of resources. As you know, sociocultural literacy research in the field of multicultural education has both developed a body of knowledge about the linguistic, cultural, and experiential resources that students bring to their learning, but I hadn't seen much written about the resources that teachers can employ in their learning.
So when I asked Lucy, one of the more experienced members of the group, what stood out to her about the group so far, her immediate answer was the resources that were in the room, and she used that word when the group got together. She expressed that she was blown away by the power and the potential of the teachers' questions and their insights and the experiences that informed their thinking. And just hearing her talk, I started thinking more about all that's lost when we treat teachers like consumers of best practices and when we try to deliver professional development to them. These typical formats for professional development really render invisible all of the wisdom and the curiosity that teachers bring. And so I wanted to write something that would bring some of these resources into sharp relief, to tell a story of a learning community that took teachers' knowledge seriously, and to hopefully reach school leaders and facilitators and teachers themselves in a way that motivated them to open up more transformative learning spaces for themselves and for each other.
You kind of alluded to this towards the end of what you just said, but what are some of the practitioner-based implications raised in the article?
In the article, I discussed how teachers use four different categories of resources in the study group. And I go into detail in them in the article, but just briefly, I talk about how they use their autobiographies, how they use outside readings, how they draw upon interactions with students, and how they employ visions of the possible when they're talking in order to make sense of their practice and to see their classrooms in increasingly complex ways. And so I hope that school leaders who read the article will start to wonder about all that the teachers who work at their school bring to their work, and maybe ideas or resources and experiences that they've never thought about or don't know about. And I'd like them to read the article and perhaps start to re-envision professional development in ways that leverage some of these resources rather than ignore them. I also hope that teachers themselves will read the article and use it as a lens for them to re-see themselves as learners and thinkers and intellectuals. Teachers work so hard and they know so much, and yet professional development often positions them as implementers of best practices that are determined by someone else. And so what I'm hoping is that teachers might feel validated for the work that they're doing and the knowledge that they're generating daily as they work in their classrooms. And I hope that they'll feel motivated to find and create learning spaces for themselves where they can bring their own questions and experiences and visions into their learning to continually improve their practice. Lastly, I hope that teacher educators like myself will read the piece and reconsider how they construct their classrooms in ways that leverage or ignore what their students bring to the class. I call for teacher educators to expose pre-service teachers to organizations that position teachers as intellectuals and activists and generators of knowledge, such as the National Writing Project, LRA, NCTE, and teacher activist groups such as NICOR in New York, Tag Silly, or Teachers for Social Change in Chicago.
And finally, what questions were raised by your work?
Well, as a former K-12 teacher and current teacher educator, one question that I live with daily is how can we as a field make teaching a profession that feels intellectually sustaining and personally fulfilling over the long term. I'm increasingly concerned with some of the ways that the standards and accountability movement of the past 20 years or so has narrowed our collective vision about what good instruction could look like, and also narrowed our vision about the society that we're preparing students to enter into. And so for me personally, writing this article has forced me to ask questions like, how can I best use my position to advocate for more humanizing learning spaces for both teachers and students? How can I work with others to resist and reform some of the policies that narrow what counts as learning, such as high-stakes testing and uniform curriculum? And how can I support local communities who are creating intellectually exciting spaces for teachers to learn and grow? And how can I connect my pre-service teachers to these communities so that they can feel excited about entering a dynamic profession? So these are some of the questions I'm asking now and ones that I hope my readers will ask in their own context.
Dr. Riley, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. We're very excited to share your work with our Jolly readers this fall.
Thank you, Megan.